Sean Mice here. And in today's training, I want to dig into something that I think is overlooked in this industry. It's overlooked. And when I tell you what the topic is, you're going to say, no, Sean, that's not overlooked. We hear about it all the time. The problem is you hear about it from the perspective of instant and not in sustainable long term. And what happens in this industry, and one of the reasons that so many people fail in this industry, by the way, for those of you who are not at the getting started realm of things, and you're at the, I really want to understand the industry better so I can rock the industry's world, what I'm going to share with you today is going to give you some deep insight. So I know that some of you come here for the actionable instruction. Some of you attend this call, I believe, just because you want to see inside my brain every week. And, you know, obviously when you do that, sometimes I have good weeks and I have bad weeks. I believe this is a good week. You know, my juices are on fire. My creative stream is on fire. One of the things that has happened to me this year is that I've begun to question the whole process. I'm very, very disappointed across the board in failure rates online. My clients, other people's clients, you know, really digging into some other people's businesses and seeing what's behind the scenes, looking at apparent success, but seeing success that's quantified by income. But when you look at what's actually delivered, the training's amazing. The training is amazing. I'm not naming names here. You've got to better believe that. The training's amazing, so I don't want to knock any training. The truth of the matter is, if I were to list the name of 10, list of 10 names, you've invested with some of those individuals, and they delivered amazing training. You couldn't knock the training at all. But you didn't get the results that you should have. And it wasn't the training's fault, and it wasn't necessarily your fault either. But there's a disconnect somewhere. There's a pattern in this industry that I've noticed. Same thing happened to me, except I was able to intercept it. I had a fluke circumstance that allowed me to intercept it. The same pattern happened to me. The pattern that I see, and I'm going to share it from what I see in other people. It happened to me just a little bit differently, so it's not my story. What I see is folks get online and they have a dream. You had a dream one time. You had a dream about the internet business. And you purchased a training that would hopefully help you achieve that dream. And you studied it and you listened to it and you put 20 hours into it. And then you began to implement and you got stuck. And because you got stuck and because you weren't ready yet to invest in coaching, you didn't get unstuck. And so whether you blame the training or you blamed yourself or you blamed something external or you just said, well, ho-hum, the bottom line is you looked for more training. This is where it gets interesting. You purchased another training that either taught the same stuff all over again, or it dealt with whatever you were stuck on. I'm genericizing this because everybody's different, and you're a group. You're a person, but I'm speaking to a number of peoples, number of persons. So you purchased the next training, but instead of studying all of it like you did the first one, you studied half of it. And the reason that you studied half of it was because as you studied it, you already knew half of what was in it because you learned it in the other training. And so you didn't really feel like you had to go all the way through. You began to implement. You got a little further than first time around, but you got stuck again. You weren't ready for coaching yet. And so you said, I'm going to buy another training. And this training, you put 5 hours in instead of the 10 from the prior, the 20 from before, because now you already knew three quarters of what you were learning. You were getting some new stuff, but you were learning. You tried to implement that, somewhere that failed. This iterative process goes on and on and on. I've seen people do this 20 to 30 iterations, and what happens is you get into this mental psychological pattern of reading a sales letter, being energized and jazzed, buying a training, and because you've gone from 20 hours to 10 hours to 5 hours to 2 hours to 1 hour to 20 minutes, you scan the training, extract what you think you can, and then go try to implement it. And when I share that with you, you may say, well, Sean, my journey was different. Or you may say, well, you're hitting the nail on the head. You got some details wrong. You've got the psychology wrong. That's okay. But on average, that's the kind of thing that we see. You say, Sean, how do I break out of this? Now, I'm not so much speaking to you as speaking to my own journey over the last 6 months. Because as I studied this, I've recognized that this is a huge problem. And I've asked myself, how can I help folks out of this? How can I help folks out of this? And by the way, I think one of the reasons, obviously there's a psychological reason for that occurring. You can draw your own conclusions about why it occurs in somebody. But deep down inside, there's this self-optimizing thing that's going on that says, I don't want to keep wasting time doing the same thing over and over again. And so you shorten the amount of time that you put into the new training and nothing ever happens. But I want to think about those folks that are successful. Some of you have reached this point. You're the ones that are here to pick my brain. I believe that the folks that master it are not the folks that are trying to just copy what everybody else is doing. Because whenever you copy, it gets watered down. Have you ever played that game where you got 20 people in a circle and you whisper in somebody's ear a phrase? And by the time it gets all the way back to you, it's totally different? Well, that's what happens when you go out and try to just mimic what somebody else is doing online. Because you're mimicking, they mimicked, they mimicked, they mimicked. You have no idea what's behind the scenes. And you look at some of the most powerful marketing out there right now. I'm not going to name names, but these are the big companies. These are the $30 million companies, the $100 million companies, the $500 million company. And when you look at their success, all you see is their front end. If you invest in their front end, you see the first back end. You still miss 80% of the profit. You still miss the behind the scenes. And so mimicking creates a degradation in quality. And I've seen this. And so I'm kind of going back now 6 months. And I look at this. And I'm studying it. And I'm looking at those folks that are most successful. And one of the things that I see with those folks that are most successful, me and some of my most successful clients, two things. If you don't get anything else out of today's call, here it is. You can hang up after this. The first thing that I see is that none of us tried to just do what everybody else was doing because it was the conversion optimized thing to do. None of us started out with fun. Side note, I have so many clients that come to me and they say, I want to build this funnel, but they don't have their first product yet. So they build a funnel based on a product that has an 80% chance of not selling. You say, Sean, that's really discouraging. I'll get to that in just a moment. My first product has an 80% chance of not selling, and yet it sold. If it hadn't sold, what would I have done? Created another product until I ran out of money and gotten another job, worked for 2 more years, and started all over again. Because in the offline world, that's what I had done from the time I was 17 years old. Constantly trying to start new businesses. And I did. I had several successful offline businesses, but I got so bored with them, I closed them up, tried something else. And by the way, here's a secondary side note. You got me in an interesting mode today. Here's a secondary side note. The reason I don't get bored with this business is because every single month I get to teach on something new. You've been following me for a long time. You've seen every single month on average, I teach on something new. I learn something new, I do something new, and I teach it. I don't teach the same things I did 10 years ago. I already taught it. Every once in a while, I'll go back to foundations and kind of reteach foundation. But all of those topics where training's already been created, don't reteach those things. And so it allows me in the offline world, if I got bored, I'd close up shop and go do something else. Here, I don't have to close up shop. Every month, I can teach something new. And out of everybody on my list, 10% or so of the people on my list are interested in the something new. The other 90% are not. But next month, when I teach something new, 10% of the people that are left over that didn't want whatever was last month, plus some of those, they'll be interested in the next topic. And if you see some of the most successful marketers online, that's what they do. We call it cycling. We're constantly cycling our subscriber list and meeting different needs every few weeks. Some of the almost all the top marketers do this. If you watch it, now that you know it, you'll start to recognize it. Some of you are having an aha moment right now. Some of you are having an aha moment right now. So I want to go back to this idea. There's two traits that I see in the most successful marketers online. Number one, they didn't start with some funnel. They started with an idea that they thought could change the world, and they created and launched it with no thought or no care or no determination that caring mattered, even if they did care, if it worked or not, because they were just serving the world. And if it failed, it failed. They'd go do something else. But if it didn't fail, they've done something original. I think that most people that fail online are not doing something original. They're trying to copy something. And then obviously a lot of the original stuff fails. So what do? You pick yourself back up and you go do it again. You go do something else. Kind of like when you were in high school and you had to get your first job. Maybe the first job was shoveling snow. You did that for a couple of months and you're like, I don't like to do this anymore. Yeah, I'm going to throw papers. So you deliver the newspaper for a couple of months, and you say, I don't like to do this anymore. And so you go work at the grocery store, and you're 16, and the only thing they'll hire you to do is take groceries out to the people's cars. So you do that for a couple of months. You say, I don't really like this. But then you get hired as a cashier somewhere, because now you're 17, and they allow you to touch money. And you go, I really like doing this. Now, I can't pay my bills for the rest of my life, but this could get me through college. And that's what you did for 5 or 6 years. Now, your journey is different. But online's this, and you didn't look at it as a failure. You didn't look at it as, I'm a failure at shoveling snow, even if you were. You didn't look at it as you were a failure at throwing papers, even if you were. You didn't look at it as if you were a failure at taking groceries out, even if you were. You didn't look at it as a failure. It's just like, I didn't want to do it anymore. I was 16. Who cares, right? That's the way your first year online is. You got to figure out what you love. That's the first thing. The second thing that I've discovered, if you look at almost every successful person you follow, I don't know what your list is, so I'm not going to name names, but you know your list. There's 5 people you follow. I assume I'm one of them. Even if I'm not, make your list. 5 people you follow. Look at their business. Look at the solidity of their business. Even if they're creating new training every month, if somebody new comes onto their list, they have a consistent, predictable set of trainings that folks are introduced to, usually, almost always, at higher prices than the front-end model. The problem is, many times, folks don't see that until they get past the first hoop. And so if you join a whole bunch of lists just to see what people are doing, all you see is the front-end. All you see is the strategy sessions, or all you see is the low ticket item, or all you see is the membership. But in almost every single case, all that is a lead generator. I look at almost every client of mine that's $100,000 or more, or that's consistent full-time revenue. Different parts of the country, that's different numbers. Consistent full-time, almost every client of mine that's at that point, they have a consistent automated source of revenue coming in. Okay, so two things. One, this is review. One, my most successful clients, and when I look at the most successful people that are in online marketing, they're people who did it their own way. Secondly, they're people that once they did it their own way, they built a back end that was automated. Now, there's a third component. I don't teach this component much. I should, and I'll tell you why I don't teach it much. The reason I don't teach it much is people won't pay for it. They won't pay for this topic. The only way I can get this topic out is to sneak it into this coaching call, right? You've already paid. You're here. I have your captive attention. People won't pay for this topic. There's no guru for this topic. No guru. This is the third most important thing online. In fact, it could be argued it's the most important thing. There's no guru for it. There's a list building guru out there. There's a Facebook guru out there. There's Google Ads guru out there. There's an email marketing person out there. I mean, for almost everything in this industry, there's an expert. For this topic, if there is one, they're pretty obscure. And so have to argue, where are they on the chain, right? It's the topic nobody wants to learn about. In fact, if I talk about this in sales copy, my conversion rate goes down no matter what I'm selling. If I add this in as one of the things I'm going to do, my conversion rate goes down. You're saying, Sean, can you please tell me what it is? I'm afraid to, because as soon as I tell you, you're going to tune out. It's product creation. Nobody wants to learn about product creation. Nobody wants to talk about product creation. And yet, when I talk to most clients who are trying to build their business, they tell me, I don't understand why I can't get to a full-time income. I have a page, and I'm writing a daily email, and I'm running Facebook ads. And I say, okay, well, what are you selling? Well, I've got this sales page, and I can't figure out the close. I say, well, if they buy it, what do they get? Well, I haven't made the download page yet. Okay, great. What's the training that's going to go on the down? Well, I've been thinking about doing this and this, and I've got some videos I could put together, but it would only take me a couple of days because it's all in my head. You have no idea how many folks have a business that's all in their head. And they don't understand why they can't sell what's in their head. Now, I'm being just a little bit facetious. And by the way, if you're one of those clients I've had this conversation with, please, 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 just understand, I'm calling it what it is, all right? I don't even want to make an apology here. I want to empower you to the next level. You're paying me to give you what I believe is what you need, not what you believe is what you need. The folks that are most successful, look at your list of five people you made just now. They all have a product line. They have multiple products. Most of them probably created those products as live classes. They held a six-week live class. They enrolled everybody they could, even if it was only one person. But once you've been around for a while, you enroll more and more people. Every time you do a live class, do a six-week live class, record all the sessions, and take the sales letter from the live class, take the components out that say live class every Thursday for the next 6 weeks, blah, blah, blah. Take the schedule out and just now call it downloadable, immediately downloadable training program. All your bullet points stay the same. Your headline stays the same. All the copy stays the same. Imagine if every 6 weeks, think about this. Everybody you follow, the five or six folks that are on that big list that you just made up, every one of them has multiple downloadable training programs, and if you bought them, you'd recognize that most of those training programs were initially 4 to 12 week live classes, and they just took the recordings, put them on a download page, and now it is, there it is. You know it's true. In fact, some of you are having an aha moment right now. The most successful people online have multiple products of their own. those multiple products are put into an automated campaign. Have you ever noticed that when you get on somebody's list, somebody reputable, you get on their list, and every week for 6 months they're launching a new product or a new class or a new webinar series, or every month for 6 months. And then all of a sudden after 6 months, you don't hear from them for a year, and then they launch something else. What was that? It's that the last 10 years, every 6 months, they created a new live training. They turned it into a product. They put it into their automated campaign. And so every week, 6 weeks, for 6 months, you get an offer for their new product. But their next one, they're not recreating live for six more months. You don't hear about that. They just die. They just fall off the face of the earth for 6 months. You're like, well, maybe they're taking some big vacation. No, that's their lifestyle. But the first 6 months of somebody being on your list is when they're going to buy the most. People buy the most when they first get on your list. Now, once they've been on there for a long time, sometimes people resurrect and come back to the beginning of the list and then start buying again. It's cyclical. But if you don't have that long-term automated funnel in place, you generally don't get to full time. But here's why we have such a hard time talking about this, is because if we talk about this first, people go out and they try to build this whole big old long-term funnel, but they have no idea what people want. It's got to work the other way around. You got to create the first product and find a market for it. There should be a demand or you shouldn't create it. But once you found the market for it, now you ask those people who have the market for it, plus everybody that got on your list that didn't buy, and you say, what's your biggest challenge? You go out and create a product for that. Have you ever noticed, you go to some of the big name websites, folks that have been around for a long, long time, folks that you respect. They've got a product on every angle of the business. You're like, how did they think up all those angles? Here's how. They asked people in a survey, what's your biggest challenge? And every month or every 2 months or every 5 months, they created a live training that taught whatever that challenge was. And then they put that into an automated funnel. Some of you are having aha moments right now. Some of you are thinking, this is too much, too big. It'll take me too long. Can I ask you this? How long would it take you to create a new live class every 4 weeks and at the end of the year have 12 programs? You say, but Sean, I want to be rich tomorrow. I don't want to wait a year. The truth of the matter is, the next year is going to come and go with or without you. The truth of the matter is, how long have you been trying to build this business to get a business happening in 30 days? 3 years? 5 years? 5 years later, it's not there. And I can guarantee you, I can put my foot on this. I can put my foot on a 2-ton rock and tell you this. Your next 30 days will be no different than your last 5 years if you follow the same strategy the last 5 years. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. No matter how much you hope, no matter how much you dream, no matter what product you buy, no matter what coaching program you join, no matter who you quit following, no matter who you start following, no matter what you do with your inbox, no matter what you do with social media, no matter how productive you get, no matter if you get a raise at work, you get fired at work, your next 30 days online will look exactly like the last 5 years. And the next 30 days after that, the next 30 days after that, and the next 30 days after that, unless you make a change. Well, what would happen if the change that you made was right now, you made the decision that you were going to launch a 4-week class teaching whatever you know, and if you have a list, you're going to tell your list about it, and if you don't have a list, you're going to tell everybody you know on Facebook and LinkedIn about it, and you're going to tell all your friends, and you're going to put it in, you're going to email everybody in your contact list on your iPhone or your smartphone or your computer in your email box. You probably have 1,000 contacts in your email. You don't know who half of them are, but you send an email out by hand to every single person. You say, Sean, that'll take a lot of time. You've had 5 years. You're not there yet. What's 30 hours of work? To invite everybody you know to take this live class. And you get 5 people enrolled in your live class. Maybe you don't charge enough, but you get 5 people enrolled, and you teach it for 4 weeks, You do it just what I'm doing right now. You turn on Instant Teleseminar and you just record for an hour. And in 4 weeks, you've delivered the live class. You ask everybody in the live class what they thought about it. They tell you, wow, this was amazing. Thanks for teaching me. And you say, hey, can you make me a quick video testimonial of that? And then you put those video testimonials on your sales page if you're so inclined. As you know, I don't do a whole lot of that. You put that on your sales page. You now have your very first product. Now, next month, this time, what do? You start another four-week class. Some of you have been in business for a long time, and you're actually making some good money. I know who some of you are. You full-time business online. What would happen to your business if you layered on this strategy to your business, and every month for the next year, you were to do a live four-week class? And at the end of the four-week class, you were to turn that into a training program you sell on your website and through your automated email campaign. What would happen to your business? Okay, now, we're going to take this to another level. Hopefully, you're getting a lot out of this. I'm not giving step-by-steps today. This take 20 hours to do step-by-steps. I've taught this over and over and over and over again in the past. If you come to this call every week, you've gotten this. But I want to bump this up to the next level. So now we're talking about creating a new product every single month, and we're talking about automating your automated campaign. But what most people do is they write one sales letter for each product, and then they put that sales letter in their automated campaign. And they hope that it works, and they send the same sales letter out three or four or five times, and they have a final chance, and they have all these different things, and they learn about copywriting, and they still only make 3% people buy. But what some people do, the most successful folks out there, is they write multiple sales letters for the same product. You see, people tend to buy your product for one main feature. But if your product has six main features, six things that it teaches people, you're watering down the message when you talk about all six in one sales letter. And I'm not saying that's a bad strategy. I'm just saying, what would happen if you had a training program that taught six different things or four different things, since it's a four-week class, and you were to write a sales letter on that one thing of 1 week? And then you would say, as a bonus, I'm also going to teach you the other three things. 3% of your list buys. A few days later, you send the sales letter out for the other component, the other week of what, and you just really build up what they're going to learn that week. And a different set of people buys that. And of course, then you bonus out the other three topics, right? You've got four sales letters for the same item, each of which converts independently to a certain conversion rate. Now imagine if you layered on that a teleseminar or a webinar on each one of those four topics. So that now you've got four sales letters and four webinars for each product, and you've got it all automated in your automated email campaign. What would happen to sales? Go through the roof. They go through the roof. Now, I can hear you now. You say, Sean, that sounds like a lot of work. You remember when you wrote your first article, and I told you it takes me 10 minutes to write an article, and it took you 4 hours, and you say, Sean, I can never do this because I can't spend 4 hours on an article. And I said, look, please, just write another article. And the next article only took you 2 hours. And you said, Sean, I can't do this. And I said, please, write another article. The next one took an hour. The next one took 30 minutes. The next one took 28 minutes. The next one took 26 minutes. And if you did as I instructed and wrote 30 articles, by the end of writing 30 articles, you were down to 15 minutes an article. And you're like, wow, Sean, it's a miracle. No, it's not a miracle. It's predictable. I have the same problem with clients writing sales letters. It takes them a month to write the first good sales letter, and they say, Sean, I can't take all my time to write sales letters. Please, write one more. Oh, 2 weeks, it's done. Okay, great. Can't do it, Sean. Write one more, only a week. Write one more. 2 days. Write one more. 30 sales letters later, you're writing a sales letter in 90 minutes. You're writing a webinar script in 90 minutes. Sure, it'll take you a month to write the first one. Of course, if you use a script, and there's a lot of them out there, if you use a script, you can have it done in a couple hours, even the first one out of the gate. You get to where you're able to write a webinar script in an hour, whether you're able to write a sales letter in an hour. And they don't even have to be perfect. Why? Because a percentage of people are going to buy based on words on that page, but a couple days later you can write another one. You say, Sean, how can I spend 90 minutes twice a week writing copy? How can I spend 2 hours a week creating a product? And here's what I say. 90 minutes plus 90 minutes plus 2 hours is 5 hours. It's 5 hours a week. How long do most people, and you may be an aberration, but most people that I talk to, if I really dig deep and find out how many hours a week they spend trying to build their online business, they tell me it's around 30 or so, 30 hours. All you got to do is take 5 hours of whatever else you're doing online and write 2 sales letters or webinars a week and create 2 training hours a week. And in a year, and remember, it's not even that it takes a full year. You're making money right away because you're getting paid to create your product. When you do a live class, you're getting paid to create a product. Think about that. You send a sales letter out this week for a live class you're going to do next week, and you take in so many dollars. And you divide those dollars by the 4 weeks that you're going to teach for 1 hour. That's your hourly rate. You're getting paid to create your product, and then every time you sell it in the future, it's free. It's free money. It's free money. Product creation combined with effective sales letters and webinars in an automated is the easiest way to leverage your time to make more and more money per hour. Why? Because everything that you create, once it's created and once it's automated, is free money coming in. You put time into it once and you get paid again and again and again and again. And the more people that you pour into your list from the very beginning that go through the automated funnel, the more people that you pour into your list to go through the automated funnel, and I say that again, the more people that you put onto your list that go through the automated funnel, the more money you make on those products that you already created, and you just create a new one every month by doing a 4-week live class. Now, some of you are now thinking, but Sean, I can't do that. I want to ask you this. Are you serious about a full-time business or not? Are you serious about a full-time business or not? Look at all the favorite mentors that you follow. And the problem is that when you look at your favorite mentor, if they created the bulk of their body of work 10 years ago, you're not seeing active work now. You're hearing about how they spent 2 weeks in the Bahamas and how they spent 2 weeks in Mexico and how they spent 2 weeks at the Olympics and how they spent 2 weeks traveling Russia and how they spent 2 weeks traveling Israel and they spent 2 weeks traveling in Italy and they're just working from their hotel room. Oh, but they have 30 products in their automated campaign. So if you look at the people that you follow, they've all done it. Be like somebody comes to you and says, you know, I'd like to become a doctor. And you say, okay, well, here's what you have to do to become a doctor. Number one, you need better than straight A's for 3 years in high school. Then you got to get into a good school. Then you got to get into a good medical school. You got to find a way to not catch the flu every time some flu-ridden person comes near you. You got to be able to stay up for 36 hours at a time, sleep 4 hours in a broom closet for a year while you're doing your internship. It's going to be a lot of hard work. And they say, well, I don't really want to do all that work. Well, then you can't become a doctor. Folks, I know. I'm getting under some ice skin. I know. I probably shouldn't. But I just want to impart into you that this is what it takes if you want to build something real. And the truth of the matter is sometimes I water the message down. I don't do it intentionally. But I'll teach on one little topic on it. Because that's what I do. I teach on all these different parts. And sometimes, depending on where you come in, you hear this part, and you hear this part, and you hear this part, and you try to add them all up, and that's the sum of the existence. That's not it. What I'm sharing with you today is the big picture. What I'm sharing with you today is $100,000. What I'm sharing with you today is $250,000. What I'm sharing with you today is the same formula that people that are at $3 to $30 million a year online are following, obviously with some individual variation. And I truly believe this. If you want to get that way this year, if you want to get there this year, this is the model. I believe this very, very strongly inside of myself. There's two sides of the coin. And I talk about what I think is important, what I believe is important. I believe originality is important. I believe not focusing on the funnel at the very first month is important. I believe that creating the first product and getting it out there is important. And then ask everybody who bought what their biggest challenge is and create a second product. So when you heard me say don't focus on the funnel at first, I don't mean don't focus on the funnel for 3 years. I mean don't focus on the funnel when you create your first product. But as soon as you finish creating your first product, create your second product. That's the second step in your funnel. And as soon as you finish the second product, create the third one. But don't plan them all out ahead of time. Do one and then another and then another and another. But the quicker that you get that automated long-term funnel in place, the quicker you'll get to the income that you desire. I believe this very, very strongly, folks. Whether I've offended you, whether I've pushed your buttons, whether I've told you something you're not hearing from anybody else, whether you're asking, why didn't they tell me? Sometimes we don't want to have a conversation like this all the time because we don't want to hurt. We don't want to push. We don't want to prod. We don't want to make you bleed. We're human, just like you are. But today's your day, and it's a day to be – this was going to sound really corny. I mean, this is the day that can change everything in your business, and I believe that right now you've had an epiphany moment. I believe you've had an epiphany moment. And I'll tell you this, one of two things is going to happen this week. Either you're going to forget about your epiphany moment and go back to how things were, or you're going to take action and build this out. And I hope that something I've shared with you today is going to push you to the place of taking action instead of hoping.